Diabetes Revolution podcast with Dr. Sarah Townley, the type 2 diabetes coach, clinical pharmacist, and mom of six angels. You don't have to struggle and fight with your blood sugars for the rest of your life. I'm here to teach you the skills you need to control and even reverse this disease. There is such a thing as getting off your meds and creating a future free from diabetes. And you can have it too. Let's get down to business. Hey, my friends. I'm back after taking a little break. And I kind of have to tell you about it. This definitely wasn't intentional, okay? But I'm going to whine for a second. Y'all know I was in Costa Rica. It was a wonderful event. I was gone a week and I thought I'm just going to skip a week, right, on the podcast. When I got home, there was heck to pay, people. My husband did a Herculean job of taking care of the fort and all six kids and still working full time while I was gone, but there was some serious catch up to do and also some serious damage that was done. But he did get two goats. Okay, he got a mama goat and a baby goat, and that was really exciting. And so when I think about that, I don't have to deal with all the turmoil in my mind about the week last week. But anyhow, usually when things aren't going well for me, I just blame it on my kids, and this is no exception. So there was probably thousands of dollars worth of damage to the carpet upstairs. Somebody thought it would be a good idea to bring the liquid watercolor vials upstairs and paint in their bedroom. And baby Imogene thought it'd be equally as fun to pour those out all over the light gray carpet in that bedroom. And then somebody else thought it'd be an awesome idea to take bleach and spray it on a large area in the other room, the playroom. And then, of course, there was your typical trash mixed with dirty clothes and dirty dishes and garbage everywhere upstairs, too. And that's just, if you guys have raised kids, little kids, and lots of them, it's just par for the course, right? I knew that was something that was probably going to be waiting for me, but I wasn't anticipating the extra destruction that ensued. And it took me a few days to really to process it and just let it go. I think it's now I'm now at a place where I'm not upset about it anymore. I can see the damage and not have pain in my heart. But it took a little time. Took a little time of sorting through that with my feelings and my thoughts about it. And now I'm in a much better place. I'll have you know. I'm ready to get back in here and share some information with you that really is meant to inspire you and empower you to feel like you can handle this problem. And in fact, not only can you handle your diabetes, but if you really want to, you can reverse this and you can get off medications or completely avoid taking your medications for the rest of your life. And that's simply because your body has an innate intelligence in it. It knows how to heal. And when you are able to support it in a way that it's designed with your environment, right? The food you're putting in your mouth, how you move your body, all of these things. When you support your body, it knows how to heal. Okay, so today I want to talk about something that is pretty universal for most people once they get a diagnosis. And then it comes up again for people when they get maybe some bad news that things have taken a turn. This happens a lot when people have been told by their doctor that they're going to have to start insulin or medications, or their A1C comes back really unexpectedly high, or they have some kind of complication that happens that really just wakes them up to the seriousness of their disease and the kinds of problems that they are going to have to look forward to if they do not take action. And so what I'm talking about is this feeling that can happen that you need to be in a hurry, right? Like, especially when you first get diagnosed, there's a huge frenzy, there's a franticness, there's a lot of information that is coming at you that's new, and there might be this feeling like you've got to change everything all at once. You've got to do it quickly overnight. It's got to be totally different. You have to hurry up and get those blood sugars down And sometimes the doctors don't really help you with this. They don't tell you that it's okay to take your time. And today I'm going to tell you why it's probably better that you do. In fact, it's guaranteed to be better if you do. And I'm going to explain that to you in detail so that you and me can be on the same page and you can stop pressuring and stressing yourself in a way that really slows you down and makes the situation and the experience oftentimes worse. So you know when you're in a hurry, when you feel pressured, if you feel desperate, right? You're like maybe combing the internet at 2 o'clock in the morning or buying 6 books off Amazon or, you know, just in a frenzy or a flurry of need to consume information. You know you're in a hurry when you just really feel stressed out about it. It's all you can think about and it's consuming all of your time and attention. You know you're in a hurry when you think you have to, quote, fix this problem before fill in the blank, before like your next A1C or before your doctor puts you on meds or before just fill in the blank. If you feel like you need to fix something before anything, you're probably in a hurry. You know you're in a hurry when you get frustrated, when you're not seeing the progress you expect. This comes up all the time and oftentimes for not just their diabetes, not just coaching on diabetes, but coaching on weight loss or coaching on any kind of outcome that really takes a transformation, really takes a overhaul of the way you make all those tiny decisions every day. People want there to be this big explosion, like the big bang, and there's just all these things rearranging overnight. And when the smoke clears, everything is just perfectly aligned and in place and shiny and beautiful. And that's what we think a transformation is, but that is not true. A transformation is happening in those mundane moments, in those hundreds and hundreds of decisions, tiny, tiny decisions that you make around food and around how you're going to take care of yourself and around how you're going to take your medications and check your blood sugar. Like, you guys, this is not a small feat. This is a very large goal to reverse type 2 diabetes. It's going to impact every corner of your life. It's going to impact your relationships, and it's going to impact you all throughout your day. And so when you have the feeling that you need to be in a hurry, when you feel urgency around getting a certain result quickly, you're going to get frustrated. Okay, so when you feel frustrated and you're looking at your results on your glucometer or your A1C or whatever, the scale, and you look at that number and you start to feel frustrated, you start to feel hopeless, that's a clue that you're in a hurry. So I want to ask you why. Why are you in a hurry? Most of us think that we need to hurry because we're going to feel better when we fix this problem. We're so committed to getting to the goal that we deny ourselves any kind of time, any gratification, any of that until later when we fix the problem. So we have this story in our mind that once we get there, then we can enjoy, then we can slow down, then we can feel better. But that's not true. You know why it's not true? There's two reasons. One is life is 50-50. When you've solved this problem, you can guarantee there's going to be another problem that you're trying to work on, that you're putting yourself through, figuring out, and that's also going to have its own need for growth and its own discomfort, okay? And so if it's 50-50, when you solve this problem, there will be another problem to take up the space that you vacate when you solve this problem. But the biggest reason that it's not true that you're going to be happy later when you fix this problem is that you haven't learned how to enjoy the process. You haven't learned how to take care of yourself from just a basic love for yourself and a basic understanding, acceptance, and compassion for yourself because you've beaten yourself to get to the goal. And so I want to just point that out, that that's usually the biggest reason why we're in a hurry, is that we're not allowing ourselves to feel any kind of accomplishment or acceptance until we get to the goal. And that oftentimes leads to us actually quitting before we get there, because the process and the experience is so uncomfortable and sometimes just miserable. Why else would you be in a hurry? Well, another big reason that my clients tell me is that they want to please somebody else. They're trying to please oftentimes their doctor. Somebody in their family might be for sure a compelling person they want to please. And so when you are, like, I remember I just coached somebody on why do you need to have your A1C less than fill in the blank? Okay, for most doctors, it's less than 7. Like, why? And they were like, well, that's just what you're supposed to do. And I'm like, well, does it matter to you? Like, what's your definition of control? What's your goal? What's your definition of healthy? Okay, because when someone else is telling you how to be, that's not like how you are. You oftentimes don't have a very good experience trying to change yourself to please another person. And so I want to ask you that just to shed a little light, if that's what's going on for you, that that's not going to serve you. You have to make these kinds of changes in your life, not because you want to make someone else happy. That is not sustainable. It does not feel good. And that's why it's not sustainable. Okay. And then another reason I've seen come up for people is that they're in a hurry because they are desperate to shed the shame of having this problem. They've been judging and beating themselves up in their minds so much about creating this problem, and I've done this to myself, and what if other people find out? They haven't even told other people, maybe. Boy, that makes me think of a girl who was dating someone and received her diagnosis and was so ashamed to tell her boyfriend this, that she was hiding. She said she felt like she was hiding under the table sometimes because of her diabetes and the way she was judging herself so harshly for it. And so this can definitely lead to pressuring and stressing yourself out about, quote, fixing the problem, so that you can finally be free of the shame that you are imposing on yourself for creating, quote, creating this problem or doing this to yourself. So let me tell you about why hurrying isn't serving you. The first and the most easy to wrap your head around or your mind around reason for this, or argument for this, is that there are physical consequences for hurrying. This is often not explained to people when they are diagnosed or started on medication for diabetes, but there seems to be this urgency to get those blood sugars down, right? But that does not feel good physically to do. Think about it. Type 2 diabetes is a continual process that slowly progresses over many, many years, usually. Insulin resistance develops over sometimes decades of time. And by the time a person finds out that their blood sugar is 2, 3, 4, or beyond, 400 or beyond, they've been in, their cells in their body have been in a concentration of sugar in the blood that is very high for quite some time. And you know what? Your body is a freaking champion, okay? It is incredibly resilient and innovative, and it has learned how to adapt to that situation. And so it's done some things. Your body at the cellular level has changed its anatomy and changed itself in order to survive and even function in an environment that is not normal for it. So if you're always in the 200 or 300s, and that's been going on for at least 3 months by the time you get your A1C, right? And probably a lot longer than that. Your body has had time to acclimate to that. And there are consequences for suddenly and, you know, rapidly driving those blood sugars down and dropping them down into the 100s or even below that, because your body's going to be shocked by that. It's not really nice to do when you think about it. You're going to be pulling the rug out from underneath your body and your brain. Your brain is used to having a blood sugar level of 200 or whatever it was. And now you are plummeting your blood sugar. And do you know what? It don't feel good. If you suddenly go from 300 to 150, you're going to feel it. Okay. Your body is going to react to a still somewhat high blood sugar as if you were having a low blood sugar. You might feel those signs and symptoms of hypoglycemia, a low blood sugar. This would feel like shaking and mental fog and mood swings and a fast heartbeat and sometimes sweating. These are all symptoms of a low blood sugar that can happen when it's low for you. When your body is telling you, this is too low for me. It's a sign that you're going too fast. And you know what? There's injuries that can happen to your body tissues when you do that. Because your body has become accustomed to that level of blood sugar. And so people can actually have eye problems or nerve damage from suddenly plummeting their blood sugars to levels that are still considered high, but low for that person. So that's my biggest compelling reason for you to just take it easy. It's okay. It's okay to give yourself permission to take it easy and go slow and gradually reduce your blood sugars. Okay, take a deep breath. All right. Now, my favorite thing to talk about, though, is your mind, okay? Because I love how the mind works and how we produce results with our thoughts. Our thoughts are the most powerful thing. The biggest advantage and the biggest asset that we have is the management of our minds. And so when I'm talking about mental consequences for trying to be in a hurry, I want to start by explaining that the process of taking your diabetes from uncontrolled to controlled and even to reversed is a process of exploration, experimentation, and navigation. This is a journey, okay? And the things you're going to be doing when you're hurrying are usually not sustainable, right? You will put yourself through things that you would normally not do because you're in a hurry. You might go to some extremes even when you're in a hurry, things that are certainly not going to be sustainable and result in yo-yoing. You know, when you think about yo-yo dieting, that's what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about choosing strategies that are coming from a place of pressure, stress, desperation. Those are not going to be strategies that you're going to want to stick to for the rest of your life when you're in a hurry. The experience of hurrying often leads to frustration and impatience, right? Judging and shaming yourself. The actions that are taken from those emotions usually look like quitting and restarting, cheating on your food plan or eating off your food plan, thinking something's wrong with your plan, and then trying to find a better, quote, better solution, you know, a different pill or diet or exercise plan, instead of just sticking to what works, being faithful and really sticking to the thing that is getting you results, even when they're slower than you desire. When you are hurrying and feeling impatient or frustrated and shame and judgment about your results, it's not fast enough, right? Something's wrong. When you're having that experience, you're definitely not listening to your body and you're forcing your body to do things that feel bad. It's the opposite of what I teach. So what do you think all of this is going to result in? It's going to result in you going slower. It's going to result in you getting off track, going down different directions that aren't going to serve you, feeling like crap the whole time, quitting, finding a plan that works but is not sustainable, and then recreating the problem again that you have to go about in a different way solving, and sometimes just quitting and never taking it up again, believing that it's not possible. So I hope that I have been able to show you and shed some light for you on why it's okay to go slow, why it's okay to take your time, why it's okay to learn how to make this process feel manageable, feel good, feel comfortable to you, as comfortable as possible. And I promise you that if you are committed to the long-term goal of taking care of yourself from a place of self-acceptance and forgiveness and compassion for yourself, you can't not create better health from that place. Your goal will meet you instead of you trying to push and shove and drag yourself to it. Okay, that's what I want to share with you today. And I want to remind you that if you are struggling out there, you do not have to do this work alone. I work with people one-on-one and in a group membership program. If you're interested in working with me or getting some help or even just participating in a community of people doing this work together, you got to come check it out. You can find me at sarahtownley.com. And the link to that website is in the show notes. And don't forget, if you want to just talk to me, you can reach me on my website too. I'd love to hear from you. All right, on that note, I will see you guys in a week. And I promise, I'll see you in a week, okay? High five for tuning in with me today. You are getting smarter and stronger when you show up for yourself this way. You can get more free tools to help you control type 2 diabetes on my website, sarahtownley.com. And if you're serious about ending your struggle with diabetes, join my membership, The Diabetes Revolution, where you work with me in a community of people just like you. See you on the next episode.